Blog Talk Radio.
Serving up the beats and making it hot.
Making it hot.
It's DJ IQ.
Runway. runway. Catwalk, perfect. Fashion week, stellar. All I require is walking room.
Thank you. James Khan presents The Cocktail Party, Sunday, May 29th, 2011. The Upscale Ballroom, 3900 Bexley Place, Suitland, Maryland. Your commentators for the night, The Icon, Jack Mizrahi, and The Icon, Sheldon Khan. Your DJ for the evening, legendary Von Allure. Doors open at 10 p.m., ball starts at 2 a.m. Be on time. Table, $125. Categories include mini grand prize, $250. Host your favorite legend. Grand prize, $500 as a house. The nightlife. Contact information. Icon James Khan at 202-423-0420. Mother Jubal Khan at 336-491-7967. Or Mother Nicole Khan. See in person. The Icon, James Khan presents The Cocktail Party. It's not to be missed. Cheers.
Models, guest list. Just do your best, darling. La croix, sweetie. La croix.
The House of Christian Lacroix presents a day in the life of LaCroix. March 19th, location, the Skateland of Richmond, 5512 Hull Street, Richmond, Virginia. Admission, $30 all night. Tables on sale for $200. Start time, 12 midnight. Your commentators for the evening, Jack Mizrahi, J. Manolo Blahnik, and Kevin Prodigy. Your DJ, Vaughn Allure. Pre-show featuring Raquel Lord Balenciaga and Sasha Sanchez Garcon performing. Legendary Femme Queen performance is now $500. All-American Runway has been added. Vogue Femme, $100. Butch Queen Teen Realness, $100. Femme Queen performance, $200. Butch Queen Sex Siren, $100 for each winner. Streetwear, $200. Female Figure Realness, $200. Best Dress House, $200. Labels, $250. Butch Queen Runway, $500. Legendary Runway, $500. Female Figure Face, $1,000. Best Dress, $1,500. Categories and host hotel information can be found at lavishlacroix.com. The House of Christian LaCroix, bringing you all a ball experience never seen before. LaCroix, Ricky. LaCroix. J'adore Vivienne, la vie et moi. Gucci, Fendi et Prada. Valentino, Armani, tout. Merde, I love them, Jimmy, too.
Carolina Awards Ball, Saturday, March 26, 2011. Doors open at 3 p.m. Awards presentation begins at 5 p.m. Legend Statements and Stars begins at 6 p.m. This ball starts on time.
On time.
On time.
On time. Admission, $30 all night. Save $200. Seat 10 with refreshments. The Mooresville National Guard Armory, 720 North Broad Street, Mooresville, North Carolina. Categories include grand prize, Butch Queen Sex Siren, 3 trophies, 1 cash award of $1,500, mini grand prize number 1, Butch Queen Vogue Femme, 2 trophies, 1 cash award of $500, mini grand prize number 2, open to all foot and eyewear. 2 trophies, 1 cash award of $500. Runway as a house, 1 trophy, 1 cash award of $200. Open to all sneaker versus sneaker, 1 trophy, 1 cash award of $200. Open to all old way versus new way, 2 trophies, 1 cash award of $100. Female figure, runway, 3 trophies, 1 cash award of $100. Female figure performance, 3 trophies, 1 cash award of $150. Female figure face, 3 trophies, 1 cash award of $150. Big girl, triple threat, 1 trophy, 1 cash award of $200. Female figure realness, 2 trophies, 1 cash award, $100 each per trophy, plus a $10 pop. Butch Queen European Runway, 3 trophies, 1 cash award of $300. Butch Queen Realist with a twist, 1 trophy, 1 cash award of $300. Butch Queen Face, 1 trophy, 1 cash award of $200. Butch Queen Schoolboy Realist, 1 trophy, 1 cash award of $100 plus a $10 pop. Butch Queen Pretty Boy Realist, 1 trophy, 1 cash award of $100 plus $10 pop. Butch Queen Executive Realist, 1 trophy, 1 cash award of $100 plus $10 pot. Butch Queen Thug Realness, 1 trophy, 1 cash award of $100 plus a $10 pot. The 3rd Annual North Carolina Awards Ball, Saturday, March 26, 2011.
I'll see you after the function.
You don't ever want it.
And
your hands together on the bass. The real.
To the real.
Wait, the logo, wait, the legendary.
The legendary. Kelly Mizrahi.
What's going on, boys and queens? We are live, back on the air for another installment of the show. Yes, we are here and we are in the building, honey. And it was a long weekend this weekend. We had the 18th annual New York City Awards Ball was this weekend here in New York City in Brooklyn at the Lab this weekend, where all the girls from all the states, from all states and all 52 states, was crowned of the year, and they hold the title of the year. There was, they are the baddest bitches of the motherfucking year. And then we also had the New York City Rumble Ball last night, also here in motherfucking New York City, and all the girls definitely came out for the New York City Rumble. Girls, when I tell you, both of the balls this weekend was definitely packed in the fucking name of, what I tell you, I was gagging how packed the balls was this weekend. I know when I got to the Rumble last night, about 3 o'clock, the line was around the corner to the bank at Esquilita's. It was packed, and it was fucking crazy in the motherfucking building last night. Didn't get out the awards ball until about 6:30 Saturday morning. Sunday morning. Didn't get out the rubber ball until about 9 o'clock this morning, honey. It was packed. The girls was here. The girls was in the building, and it was definitely cute. And I know a lot of girls is going to be calling in tonight, and a lot of girls have a lot of discrepancies over certain people that won of the year. And all I can say is, girls, if you have a discrepancy about somebody that won of the year, feel free to definitely press 1 and call in here and voice your opinion. I'm waiting for the legendary Father Rodney Milan to get home so he can definitely give me the rundowns of all the, of the years and things of that nature, because I really got to the ball late on Saturday, so I don't know exactly who won what of the year. I just know a couple of people that won of the year. Well, basically, the only people that I know that won of the year was basically my kids and a couple of other people I know that won of the year. So I'm definitely waiting for Rodney to definitely get in the building and give me the tea. I hear the legendary mother, the legendary overall Midwest mother, Ray Ray Mizrahi, is going to be calling in. I also heard that the legendary Butch Queen Up in Drags, Realness of the Year, Tayana Milan, is definitely going to be calling in because they have some discrepancy on things that happened this weekend. And I also know the father of all fathers, the icon, overall father, Tony Revlon, is definitely going to be calling in tonight because he has a lot of things that he needs to say that happened at the function. And I know the phone lines are going to be jam-packed. So if people are trying to call and they can't get in, and you know my red phone number, please text me on my red phone and we will definitely get you up here and on the motherfucking line so you can get the madness started with that, honey, because I know the lines are packed and definitely crazy, and I know people are going to be trying to call in because the lines are already packed. But hold on, I have a caller already. And girls, please, I'm sorry about my voice. I lost my voice, but hold on, I see I have a caller already. My first caller is 347-703. You're live on the air on the recap show. How are you doing, caller?
What happened to Duno?
347-703, you're live on the air on the recap show. Okay, I guess not, honey. But I definitely do want to congratulate. I definitely want to do congratulate my son, AJ Mizrahi, for definitely winning Realness with a Twist of the Year. I definitely do want to congratulate my daughter, Tiny Mizrahi, for definitely winning Women's Performance of the Year. I definitely do want to congratulate my daughter, Laomi, for winning New York's Finest of the Year and Femme Queen Performance of the Year. I also want to congratulate my husband, Raiden, for winning Butch Face of the Year. I also do want to congratulate the legendary father, Marquise Revlon, for definitely winning Legendary Performance of the Year. I definitely do want to congratulate the icon, Tony Revlon, for definitely winning the Icon of the Year and the Shadiest Butch Queen of the Year. Honey, who else do I remember that won something last night? I definitely want to congratulate my cousin, Monet Mizrahi, for definitely winning Butch of the Year and Butch Realness of the Year. Who else do I know that won something of the year that I can also congratulate? Because I really don't remember a lot of the people that won of the year because I got there late, so I really don't. Let me see who else. I definitely want to congratulate Mother Trace Mizrahi for definitely winning Femme Queen Face of the Year. Who else won something of the year? Oh, and Lorena Extravaganza for definitely winning Femme Queen Sex Siren of the Year. I definitely want to do congratulate myself for definitely winning Mother of the Year and Big Girls Runway of the Year. Who else won something that I remember that, I said that. Who else? I don't remember a lot of people that won because I got there late. So, House of the Year. The House of the Year, I want to definitely congratulate the House of Khan for definitely winning House of the Year. The House of Khan has won House of the Year in every state and every award board. The House of Khan is on the map, and they definitely did win House of the Year and the New York City Awards for. I definitely want to congratulate Brian Herrera for definitely winning Butch Queen Sex Siren of the Year. Who else won? Oh, I definitely want to congratulate Mother Irie Herrera for definitely winning Chicago's Finest. I definitely want to congratulate Beulah, I think Diamante, for winning Boston's Finest. I don't know who won in all the other states. I don't know who won in all the other states, like I told y'all, because I got to the ball so late. So I don't know who won in all the other states. But maybe when Rodney's on his way home for work, once he gets home for work, Rodney can definitely give me everybody that definitely won and in all those different states, honey. But I want to see. The girls had a lot to say. I was out yesterday, and I was playing cards and at BBQs and things, and the girls called my phone, and the girls had a lot to say, honey. So maybe the girls are definitely calling. I don't know if the girls are scared, honey. The girls from Chicago had a lot to say about a particular of the year, honey. So maybe the girls will definitely call in and give me the tea on, you know, how they feel. But hold on. Let me play a commercial. Let me play one of my commercials, and I'm going to try to get the girls from Chicago that had a whole lot to say, honey, to get this shit started. Oh, and I did have a blast at BBQs. I'm going to give a big shout-out to all the girls that was at BBQs, the Garcons, the Mizrahis, the Laws, the Milans, everybody that was at BBQs. It was fun, and I had a blast with y'all. But let me play this commercial and try to get my girls on North Carolina. Here we go.
Ladies and gentlemen,
the third annual Carolina Awards Ball, Saturday, March 26, 2011. Doors open at 3 p.m. Awards presentation begins at 5 p.m. Legend statements and stars begin at 6 p.m. This ball starts on time.
On time.
On time.
On time. Admission, $30 all night. Save $200. Seat 10 with refreshments. The Mooresville National Guard Armory. 720 North Broad Street, Mooresville, North Carolina. Categories include Grand Prize, Butch Queen Sex Side, 3 trophies, one cash award of $1,500, mini grand prize number one, Butch Queen Globe Spend, two trophies, one cash award of $500, mini grand prize number two, open to all foot and eyewear, two trophies, one cash award of $500, runway as a house, one trophy, one cash award of $200. Open to all sneaker versus sneaker. One trophy, one cash award of $200. Open to all old way versus new way. Two trophies, one cash award of $100. Female figure, runway. Three trophies, one cash award of $100. Female figure performance, three trophies, one cash award of $150. Female figure face, three trophies, one cash award of $150. Big girl, triple threat, one trophy, one cash award of $200. Female figure realist, two trophies, one cash award, $100 each per trophy, plus a $10 pop. Butch Queen European Runway, three trophies, one cash award of $300. Butch Queen realist with a twist, one trophy, one cash award of $300. Butch Queen face, one trophy, one cash award of $200. Butch Queen schoolboy realist, one trophy, one cash award of $100 plus a $10 pop. Butch Queen pretty boy realist, one trophy, one cash award of $100 plus $10 pop. Butch Queen executive realist, one trophy, one cash award of $100 plus a $10 pop. Butch Queen plug realist, one trophy, one cash award of $100 plus a $10 pop. The 3rd Annual North Carolina Awards Ball, Saturday, March 26, 2011.
I'll see you after the function.
You don't have a warning.
Yes, we are back and we are live on the air, honey, of the recap show of the New York City Awards Ball, honey.
Hello.
And I have with me on the phone the legendary Butch Queen up in drags, realness of the year, the legendary Tiana Milan is live on the show. How are you doing, Tiana?
Hey, sister, how are you?
I'm doing great, just sitting here and, you know, trying to get this show off and popping, honey.
I want to say congratulations on your win. You look good.
Oh, thank you, sister. Hold on. Let me get the let me send this number over to switchboard so we can definitely get the icon Tony Revlon up here on the phone lines with us. Hold on one moment. Hold on. Get the icon up here with us. We call him the icon Tony Revlon to get him up here with us. Hey, everybody, please welcome to the show the legendary icon, the father of all fathers, Tony Revlon is live on the air with us.
Hey, Tony.
Hey, Tony. Tony, are you there? Tiana?
I'm here.
Tony, are you there? What happened with Tony? Where did Tony go? Hold on. I don't know what happened with Tony. Hold on. Let's see what happened with Tony. Switchboard, can you find out what happened with Tony? We need to get Tony back on the line. Hold on. Yes. I got to find out. I don't even know.
Hello?
Hello?
Hey, Kelly, what's up?
What's going on, honey? We're live on the air, honey. Everybody, welcome the icon Tony Revlon to the show.
Hello, everybody.
Yes, we're live. We're doing fine, just recapping the awards ball and everything that happened at the awards ball. And a lot of people was calling me after the awards ball on Sunday, and a lot of people have a lot of discrepancies of what the not with actual the ball, with people that won of the year, and with some of the people that was judging the awards ball. A lot of people have a lot of discrepancies, and they said they was going to call in, but I know the show is packed, the phone lines is packed, so a lot of people can't get in. So, you know, I want to, you know, get the madness and shit started.
Okay. I was speak about the awards board first. I had a time, I think, the awards. I think the awards that were given out, I think that the trophies was nice and all that. I didn't understand how a lot of people, how a lot of houses got certain awards if they didn't walk certain categories or certain house categories. What else? A lot of people said concerning my awards, the state of Switzerland, I was a victor because I thought I have changed some years ago because I got that like 7 years straight back in the day. So by me getting that Saturday, I felt like, wow, I thought that I was a different person. I also would say this. I will also, because after the awards ball Sunday, I got a lot of calls concerning certain houses that I chopped. People have to realize this. I'm a very fair person. If sex charming is a category on the category concerning that judge opinion, you know, and hold on, Kelly. That's Rodney calling me. Hold on.
Okay. Well, Tayana, while we wait for Rodney, while we wait for Tony to come back on, what are you going to say about the awards ball?
I just want to say, first of all, congratulations to Marco Herrera for winning Chicago Finest over me. And thank everyone for voting me for Drag Rodents of the Year. And
hello?
Yeah.
I do apologize about that. But, it's like sex summit is a category to me, the judge's opinion. People have to realize that sex summit is not a body category. If I can't look at you in your face and see that you're sexy, I'm not judging your body. I'm judging your face, really, and also the way you sell sex too. I'm not judging your body. So the lords that felt that I was being shady to them, I was not being shady to y'all. It was no disrespect to the house of a lord. I mean, same people I just don't think are sexy, you know, and it's not about the category. And that's what people need to realize. The people that people get chopped, calling your members and acting, and then they calling me, it still beats the person. Because I feel the IA and the CPHL. About the Rumble Ball, I think the whole weekend was a very wonderful weekend. I also think the way Jack did the Rumble Ball last night was really good. About the Kiki Blue thing, about the house thing, he put all of that into one Rumble Ball, and I thought it was real nice. Such as what Kelly talking about the judges, I'm not a person that I don't drink, so therefore I feel once judges get alcohol in them, they act a totally different way. They don't pay attention to what's going on. They just chopping people to be chopping them because I'm looking at people that's chopping them and you're not even looking at them. My advice to all the promoters, you have to get the right people to judge your ball. You know, and, you know, me, I'm not a person to talk. I'm not a person, Kelly, to say, this judge, that's a judge. I'm not that type of person. I go straight to the name. Me and Tanae have been friends for many, many, many years. You know, I love Tanae. I love her to death. But I felt that the way she judged the award ball was very horrible. It was not paying attention. And, you know, I even had to take a bottle of liquor from her, a bottle of wine from her. You know, that's not the proper way. If you can't hold your liquor and judge these individuals that are paying $30, don't get on a panel or just get off the panel if you had too much to drink. Just like every time she was chopping or whatever, I can't pronounce her other name. Lie on me.
Call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. The mailbox below.
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead. They were trying to get Rocky on a lot.
Oh, okay. I thought you cut me off. I just said, wow.
No. We would never cut you off.
Okay. And, you know, it's just that they need to pay more attention. They need to pay more attention. And all them chops that was given was unnecessary, and then I think it was called for. And I cannot say that was her opinion. you know, because she wasn't paying attention at all.
She wasn't. We're trying to get Rodney back on. We're trying to get Rodney on the line. It wasn't her opinion. She always carries like that. But I'm not going to go into details of the situation, but she always carries like that.
And then I have to believe, I mean, the way I saw it Saturday, it was a very, I just don't think it was fair to all them people. She chopped like 15 people back to back for different categories. And I think it was unfair, it was uncalled for, it was unnecessary. And people got to remember, they paid.
It was ridiculous. It was outrageous. It was outrageous how she was sitting there and chopping those kids like that. Especially when you and everybody wants to sit here and everybody wants to say, you know, she's a fresh face and, you know, she don't, it's not politics with her and everything. But these kids work hard. These kids work hard and for the effects and everything for her to take and come up here and just blatantly chop them like that. And it's not like the way everybody else, it's not the way everybody else chops them. Hold on. Salvin. Yes. It's not the way everybody else chops them. Because everybody else chops them and they pick their thing down. But blatantly pointing the gun in their face and doing all of that to them, that's like total disrespect to those kids.
And then that's what makes them not want to attend people ball, you know. And congratulations to all the winners that did get award Saturday. But I want to, the only thing I did not like, Kelly, it was the judge panel. It was the judge panel, the Kiki that was on my right side, the Kiki that was on my left side. And that's one ball that I really was paying attention. You know, I was not talking or anything like that. You know, and me and Man usually always with Kiki, I mean, and Rodney, I wasn't doing none of that stuff. I was paying more attention to what was in front of me. And, you know, and Kelly, me and you looked at each other a lot of times that night.
Yes.
You know, and it was uncalled for. It was a disrespect. And this is supposed to be a war for it. So the way I feel, if you were picked to judge the award for, that should be an honor because this is our award for. This is the second award for, you know, because the first one comes from Hakeem and then from Jersey. But this is the one that kept going on for 18 years. So if you're judging, it's an honor to be up there, you know. And icons and legends should act that way, you know, because these are the awards that is kind of for the whole year. But it's just like you said, pointing the guns at the guns and all of that. Come on, yo. You know, that's just not. I mean, I just don't think that's right. But I would definitely like to say that whatever. Like, I was texting Jack for the last 3 weeks. He didn't get in contact with me, but I feel that Jack and Andre did at the Rumble Ball. I really liked the way the Rumble Ball was ran. And I haven't been to a Rumble Ball like 6 months or so. But if all of them are going to be ran like that, like I was run last night, it was very good. And I was shocked at Rodney Malone. I didn't even know that he performed like that. You know, I mean, I really enjoyed myself. And for me to drive like 15 hours, you know, I had fun, you know. And
I know that's right.
Rodney,
are you here with us, Rodney?
Yes, I'm on the phone. Hey, Dad.
Hey, you know, it was no fight. It was no argument. It wasn't even an argument. I told Andre, but Andre's my son. You know, I got up. I said something to Andre. I said something to Tanae. You know, me and Rodney, you know, I really had fun. I would have to say, I had fun. The shout-out from Flatbush and all of that. You know, the things that people have concerning Flat, it was really a nice ball. And who wasn't there, they did miss a nice ball. The competition was in there, and what else? Because right now I'm driving.
Hey, Granddad.
Hey, hey, Selvin. Now, Selvin, you know, you did a good job.
Hey, Selvin.
Yes, last night. I appreciate the 1 point that the House of Revlon did get. Fums only, Selvin. You know, we got nothing but a lot of negative points. You know, but one thing I would say, after this weekend, You know, and a lot of people don't know, I'm from New York. You know, and a lot of people think, I guess a lot of people think that I'm from Baltimore because I live there. But I was born, and me and Danielle and Chris and Stuart started a house of everyone in New York. So, therefore, I was very disappointed this weekend, and I made a lot of changes the same way. When the war was born in Philly, I kicked 15 Revlons out there, and I did the same thing this weekend here also. I did not just kick members out, I also did a little things with leadership also. You know, this is 2011, the war was Saturday, so it's going to be a whole new thing of Revlons in New York and everywhere else, because I'm not playing, because for me, Marquise, Rucker and Mariah to only win awards and on Saturday, that's like every chapter must don't be doing their shit then. So therefore, that's something's wrong, because if every other house is winning, members are winning awards, I mean, it's something's wrong. So therefore, I must change my leadership here in every chapter. And
okay,
and that's what's going to be done. And I just felt that what really woke me up, Selvin, Rodney, and Kelly, was last night. You know, was last night how all the points were just going to the House of Milan. You know, and I felt a little disrespect, but I took it out on the leadership there, because that means that, and this is no shade, you kissing ass, that means you kissing the wrong people's ass. So everyone know I'm not an ass kisser. And that's point blank, and I'm not gonna. That's one thing I'm not gonna say in the house name, because that's my house. But I don't kiss ass, and no leadership in my house is gonna kiss nobody ass and accomplish anything from it. If you're gonna kiss ass, you accomplish something from it. Point blank.
I know that's right, Robbie. What do you have to say about the awards ball and everything that happened?
I enjoy myself. I always start with what I like the best. The drinks, of course, they were definitely floating in the building, but I didn't like the prices. I thought they were a little steep, but of course, it didn't stop me from buying them. But I thought they were a little steep. The awards, you know, some I kind of like. Gooped about, and you know, some I was like, well deserved, but I guess that goes with any awards. The ball itself, it started a little later than supposed to, but it did finish, and they did all the categories. They did do all the categories, so that was
every category was
done. Right, so that was good for the awards ball, especially. And that was pretty much my take on it.
Cool, your take on the ball?
Oh, I have fun at both of them, and I had fun at Rock Ebony's ball too. That was on Friday. I have
your take on the ball on the call.
The take I had on the ball was to the left of Grandpa at the end where you were sitting at, face the wall, put your hands above your head. Anything you say can and will be used against you in the court of law. If you cannot afford a lawyer, I will appoint one to you.
Nicole, you need to get on speakerphone, Nicole. We can barely hear you.
You turn around the street, you're going around.
Hold on, we have a caller.
We have a Chicago caller.
Hello?
Cal?
Whoever background it is too noisy.
Yeah, because I can't hear. Where's Cal? Hold on. We have a caller from Chicago, 773-526. You're live on the air on the recap show.
Hi, Kelly. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Hi, this is Marco. How are you?
Welcome to the radio show. This is Marco Ivy Herrera, Chicago's finest. How you doing?
Oh, with the Marco. Oh, that's Marco that was at the end of the judges panel.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, right. Face the wall, put your hand above your head. Anything you say can and will be used against you in the court of law. If you don't have a lawyer, one will be appointed.
I can get one. I make coins, girl.
That's cute.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, Marco, what that mean, Nicole?
What?
What?
Let's say me.
Grandpa, Grandpa, what does it sound like?
What
is that? They said, what is Marco Herrera? You said to take her the ball. I said, who was at the end of the panel? They said she walked face. I said, face the wall, put your hands above your head. Anything you say, Ken, it will be used against you in court of law. If you don't have a lawyer, one would be appointed to you. What part with Paige?
Okay.
Okay, Grandpa. Back to Selva. Here, y'all.
Hello?
Hello?
What was that?
What do you have to say? I said, what was that?
Ivy said, what was that?
Wait, Kelly, before we finish, we have a fierce echo.
The wall.
Okay. What she's saying is Marco does not have faith.
It don't matter. She don't have faith either. She's ugly.
Marco said, you're uglier than she is.
But that's not what I
call it. Beat it down with a short bob here with black medulla on. You were stopping everybody. To let you know why I'm reading you, you were stopping everybody. I didn't think it was cute. And when they said who was at the end, I didn't know it was you. They said it was Marco. And when they said it was Marco, I said, and what did she walk? They said face. I said face the motherfucking wall. Put your hands above your head. Anything you say. And that's how I feel about it. And it's not shade. And Tanae and was chopping. And I everything that my grandpa said about the ball, I love. But that panel is a fool, and I'm not biting my tongue. Face the wall. Put your hand above your head. Anything you say, Ken, it will be used against you in the court of law. God bless.
Thank you, ugly.
That echo is horrible.
Same to you, ugly. Now, as I was saying,
the echo is really horrible, Kelly.
Kelly.
Kool-Aid, y'all need to fix your phone. Kool-Aid, hold on, Marco. Kool-Aid, y'all need to fix your phone because the echo is really bad. And everybody's, let's...
Okay, well, can you call me on my East Coast,
Hold on. I don't have that. Y'all need to fix that phone. I don't have that number. Marco,
the house phone.
Hold on. Marco, everybody be quiet and let Marco speak and say what he has to say. Everybody has their turn. Now let Marco have his turn. Go ahead, Marco.
Okay. First, I want to say congratulations to my mom and my dad. Congratulations on a successful weekend. The weekend was, like, really, really off the chain. But more importantly, I would like to congratulate my house for winning the most trophies over the course of the entire weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, as well as the House of Herrera probably winning the most New York City of the Year awards. I think we got like 7. Brittany, Jay, Brian, AJ, Face, you name it, we did it. Congratulations to my house. Secondly, Kelly, I can't wait to the latter part of the show so I can really talk about your behavior at BBQs. That's what I was most, I just really can't even put into words, but I will definitely be calling in later as we get to the BBQ's conversation. But that's all I wanted to say.
Okay, we'll be getting there.
And Tayana.
Yes, sir.
Hold on. They said the Menage 122. So I just give me a card. Yahoo said the Menage 122 of the year.
Okay, so we were second to the House of Milan. That's perfectly fine. We're at Midwest Base House. That's fine. Congratulations, Rodney.
Thank you.
But to Tayana.
Yes, girl.
This is the second year I beat you, girl. Chalk it up, deuces, girl.
No, right, I was only because that was your best your mother. That was best your mother.
Hello.
Rodney.
Yes. Yes.
Hello.
I got 13 of your awards in my car.
Tony.
Hello.
I love you down. Love you down.
Thanks. I love you too. But Bonnie, I got 13 of your awards in your my car. It's on my back seat.
My brother told me.
Your brother who? Your brother Rucka?
Yes.
Okay. Rucka told you that.
Kelly, can you please fix the echo?
I need to know if I can tell you that for real.
Hold on, I'm about to fix it right now.
No, Kelly, I need to know if I can tell him that for real because this show is really getting ready to get hotter.
I don't know, Rodney. Answer the question.
I'm just listening.
Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah. Rodney, answer the question.
No, Rodney, I need to know to tell you that for real.
I'm just listening.
Oh, so you just like rock that, kissing ass.
Hold on, we have another caller. The next caller is 215-537. You're live on the air on the recap show. How are you doing, caller?
What's up, Kelly? This is Man.
Hey, man, how you doing? Welcome to the radio station, honey, for I think about the fourth time in Blog Talk history. It is the legendary icon, overall father, man, prodigy, is now on our airwaves. Hey, man.
What's up? I just want to clear something up to Marco. Excuse me, but the prodigy's won 7 of the years, 2 in New York. Thank you very much. That's all I wanted to say. Congratulations to my house.
Man. Man.
Man. Damn, that means we
were
sad then.
No, but it was a lot of houses that won a lot of the years.
I don't want to bust nobody's bubble, but I definitely do gotta congratulate my house for definitely winning 12 of the years. Damn.
Let me see how many we won. Marquis, Walker, Andrew. I won 2. We won 6.
It was a beautiful thing.
Marco, you must have came very late for the award.
I came around like 3 something. I came really late.
You know, so y'all are here.
Man and Kelly,
Nicole, Selvin, Marco, y'all up here on this phone. Y'all know that stuff y'all really want to know. How the hell did I log in 22 goddamn trophies?
Wait, Tony Nash.
Well, I'll be honest. I don't agree with the winning trophy as a house. I understand that.
Wait a minute. We need to fix this echo, and it's killing me.
You don't know my hand. Somebody, hold on. Somebody has a really bad echo on their phone. They need to fix that echo.
I think it's Marco.
Yes.
Hello.
Okay. Yeah.
Grandpa,
okay, everybody with there?
Yeah, mm-hmm. I'm here.
I'm putting my phone on. I'm just
listening. I'm here.
Yeah, I'm here.
We're man.
It's so much better.
Man, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Me and Man would you. Like to know how did a house from alarm in one way as a house?
I would be fierce, but I have a bomb coming up.
Hold on. Let me tell y'all something. This is how this went, right? This is how it went. A lot of the after house categories was not contested this year, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the voting went towards whatever house had the majority of the people walk in that particular category. If they had numerous of people walk in that category, they got the votes for of the year for that. That's how that went.
Okay, Kelly, that doesn't make sense.
Last year, because if I'm not mistaken, it's some gap within the year frame of the awards, and this is why it's kind of messed up. And it made it unfair to certain houses that did participate for One Way as a House when they was having it. But because the awards kind of got pushed back a little later in the year, because if I'm not mistaken, it really was not an awards board like last year. That's why it was kind of early this year. But they did not count the wins that they missed for the year previously. So I'm still
not
understanding that.
Hold on 1 second. For the people who are for the chat room, even though we did win the most of the years by landslide, we didn't win House of the Year. Amari the Khans did win it. But how Derek Khan won Father of the Year, I'm gagging at that. I want to make it hot. Let's make it motherfucking hot.
Well, let's make it hot then.
We didn't win our
quad. Let's make it hot.
Who said that?
Then hold on, everybody. Hold on. Be quiet, because I'm going to tell you all the phone calls I got. I'm not going to say who called me. The girls called me, and they read that Marco won of the year. The girls called me, and they read because motherfucking Derek won Father of the Year, and they want to know how the fuck he went Father of the Year. He ain't motherfucking do shit, mistake. And I'm going to start with those two, and I got two more that the girls called me about, and they want to know how the fuck these girls won this motherfucking shit. But y'all can start with those two names, and I'll give y'all the next two in a few minutes.
When it comes up to Derek, one thing I can say about that father, not only does he have his children and make sure that his children travel and make sure that they sit at tables, he also participates with his children. And he is one of the fathers that brings his children
We can't hear you, Selvin.
Kool-Aid, if you got those fucking headphones on, you need to take those shits off because you have a nasty echo and we cannot hear you and the girls in the chat.
Can you hear me now?
Take those headphones off, yes.
I don't have my headphones on. You calling my daughter's house phone. Like I said, and I said again, when they come down to Derek Kahn is the one, I can't see for no other fathers or mothers in Chicago or anywhere else, that you got fathers that don't have, that's father of a chapter and don't have a chapter, but when it comes down to that one makes sure that his kids is in a van. If they are not in a van, they are on a plane. And if they're not on a plane, they are definitely on a bus, moving and serving and sitting down at a table. So, yes, I can appreciate, and I am glad that he got Father of the Year.
Amari begged the difference.
I don't got nothing to do with Amari. And there's no shade towards Amari. But my father has more than the favorites that travel. And I'm not reading the House of Herrera. I'm only speaking for my house. So, like I said, when it comes down to Derek.
Okay. So, well, you guys, you said that, okay? Now, the next thing is, honey, because you know the girls call my phone, the girls call that red phone, they love the red phone. They want to know how the fuck the motherfucking cards win house of the motherfucking year over the fucking Jesus.
It's easily. It's the same way how the House of Milan won over the House of Khan, and we had 13 awards. We was the ones that had more than everybody. That's the same way in Baltimore with they two times of awards ball. How we got 13 awards in Baltimore and one house got House of the Year, and then we turned around and stunned them again and got 10 awards. It's not, and when it comes, and I'm not, let me finish, I'm not finished, I'm not finished, when it comes down to, when it comes down to the House of Evisu, wait, let me finish.
You started with Baltimore, so, and Baltimore, we won House of the Year, then we won Comeback, and we won exactly 14 awards. At the Baltimore Awards.
No, 114. Well, I didn't know that y'all won 14. If I would have knew that, I would have never questioned that. Okay, well then I apologize about that. I didn't know. But now it's clear now because nobody didn't tell me that. Because I heard two different versions. So I didn't know that. But when it came out to the House of Evisu, and there's no shade. The House of Evisu only did house categories. And when it comes down to like as an individual, nobody really stormed like that. And I'm not reading the House of Evisu because if you remember, every board that I even went to, I went up for the House of Evisu. I always said something about the House of Evisu. So it's no love lost and it ain't no love gained. It's just, it is what it is. They did more things as house categories, as in like realness as a house. Or like, what else they did? Best dress. Like, they did those things. But as in individuals, they didn't really do nothing. Now, if you want to give Grandpa's House of the Year for realness or House of the Year for this and House of the Year for that, yeah, but not actually the House of the Year, no. And if you really want to get into it, we stormed everywhere from 2000 since I joined a board, 2008 to now. Count it. Watch it, learn it, breathe it, take it in, inhale it. Now exhale.
Bro, that was so much.
And I'm going to be just like Puff Daddy. I told you that we won't stop. And we make sure we get off all our coins.
Next caller. Well, I would have to say, you're going to be Puff Daddy. I'm going to be doing like
I have a whole new empire.
Hold on, Tony. Hold on, because on that note, Kool-Aid said they made sure they give out all their coins. Somebody just texted me and gave them every. The cards don't give out all their coins because Cage just ain't give out all his coins.
Stop, and I'm glad you brung that up. Let's get this correct. That category was also, just like at the Carnival in Atlanta, it was called three times.
And that ball, like I said,
it was called out three times.
But they said
there were
no judges on the judges
panel. It was called out three times. And it was judges on the panel for the third round. And they still were taking their sweet time coming along. And if you really want to get into it, I also held the category for 20 minutes for the other people to arrive, and I won't say no house name. And the category was still not on time for the children to judge. So they only got half of what they gave. Half. Anything else about my house that I can take care of that I don't need no Steve or James or Ayanna or anybody else? I'm here because this is my job.
But Selma, it's no shade. You know, Derek is my good sister. I mean, well, that's my brother.
Tiana,
and Mario,
no shade towards Tiana, Tiana,
you.
Tiana, no shade towards you. You wasn't there. And I love you. And I love you, but you was not there. So like I said, when they come down to my house, we was on point. With judges or without judges, we still did it three times. And if you want to count the judges that wasn't there, then let's count the judges that was there. It was still done in perfection. And we held the category for an extra 20 minutes. So like I said, and I say it again, as the overseer of the House of Corn, we give out our coins. What you give is what we give back. You give half, we give half.
I'm gonna drop the other category that the girls was reading about, and that's going to rile your Victoria's Secrets again. But before I drop that jewel on y'all, this show ain't free. I gotta pay some bills.
Models, guest list. Just do your best, darling. La croix, sweetie. La croix. La croix, sweetie. La croix.
Fabulous, wonderful individual.
And remember,
I've
known
you longer than your daughter.
The House of Christian LaCroix presents A Day in the Life of LaCroix. March 19th. Location, the Skatelin of Richmond, 5512 Hull Street, Richmond, Virginia. Admission, $30 all night. Tables on sale for $200. Start time, 12 midnight. Your commentators for the evening, Jack Mizrahi, Jay Manolo Blahnik, and Kevin Prodigy. Your DJ, Vaughn Lalore. Pre-show featuring Raquel Lord Balenciaga and Sasha Sanchez Garcon performing. Legendary Femme Queen performance is now $500. All-American Runway has been added. Vogue Femme, $100. Butch Queen Teen Realness, $100. Femme Queen performance, $200. Butch Queen Sex Siren, $100 for each winner. Streetwear, $200. Female Figure Realness, $200. Best Dressed House, $200. Labels, $250. Butch Queen Runway, $500. Legendary Runway, $500. Female Figure Face, $1,000. Best Dress, $1,500. Categories and host hotel information can be found at lavishlacroix.com. The House of Christian LaCroix.
bringing you all a ball experience never seen before. La Croix, Ricky. La Croix. The icon James Caan presents The Cocktail Party, Sunday, May 29th, 2011, at the Upscale Ballroom, 3900 Bexley Place, Suitland, Maryland. Your commentators for the night, the icon Jack Mizrahi, and the icon Selvin Caan. Your DJ for the evening, legendary Von Allure. Doors open at 10 p.m., ball starts at 2 a.m., be on time. Table, $125. Categories include mini grand prize, $250. Host your favorite legend. Grand prize, $500 as a house. The nightlife. Contact information. Icon James Caan at 202-423-0420. Mother Jubu Caan at 336-491-7967. Or Mother Nicole Caan, see in person. The icon James Caan presents The Cocktail Party. It's not to be missed. Cheers. Carolina Awards Ball, Saturday, March 26, 2011. Doors open at 3 p.m. Awards presentation begins at 5 p.m. Legend statements and stars begin at 6 p.m. This ball starts on time.
On time.
On time.
On time. Admission, $30 all night. Stage, $200. Seat 10 with refreshments. The Mooresville National Guard Armory, 720 North Broad Street, Mooresville, North Carolina. Categories include grand prize, Butch Queen sex type, three trophies, one cash award of $1,500, mini grand prize number one, Butch Queen Globe Stem, two trophies, one cash award of $500, mini grand prize number two, open to all foot and eyewear. Two trophies, one cash award of $500. Runway as a house, one trophy, one cash award of $200. Open to all sneaker versus sneaker, one trophy, one cash award of $200. Open to all old way versus new way, two trophies, one cash award of $100. Female figure, runway, three trophies, one cash award of $100. Female figure performance, three trophies, one cash award of $150. Female figure face, three trophies, one cash award of $150. Big girl, triple threat, one trophy, one cash award of $200. Female figure realist, two trophies, one cash award, $100 each per trophy, plus a $10 pop. Butch Queen European runway, three trophies, one cash award of $300. Butch Queen Realist with a twist, one trophy, one cash award of $300. Butch Queen Face, one trophy, one cash award of $200. Butch Queen Schoolboy Realist, one trophy, one cash award of $100 plus a $10 pop. Butch Queen Pretty Boy Realist, one trophy, one cash award of $100 plus $10 pop. Butch Queen Executive Realist, one trophy, one cash award of $100 plus $10 pot. Butch Queen Thug Realness, one trophy, one cash award of $100 plus a $10 pot. The third annual North Carolina Awards Ball, Saturday, March 26, 2011.
I'll see you after the function.
You don't ever want it.
We are back from commercial break. Is everybody still there with me?
Yeah.
Why the hell you play all the damn commercials right behind each other?
Baby, because I got to get them out the way, honey. I got to get them out the way, honey. Baby, I got to get them out the way. Kool-Aid, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, because, you know, I don't want you to think that it's me saying this. These things are coming across your eye hole, okay? They just hit me up and they gave me a Salvage Lion. They called the category before they even had LSS yet. They gave me like, there was no judges, there was nobody on the judges panel either. Cage is lying. Cage lied to the garçons and said they had he had to go home and get the $1,000. This is what the girls are saying to me on Yahoo.
When it came to the beginning, no, there was no judges on the panel. That is true. When it was done the second time that way, that is true. When it came out to the third round, it was judges on the panel. No one came out. And then I recorded it again. Well, I didn't record it. Cage recorded. And Cage gave them 30 minutes. And then when they came out, like I said, I'm not singing the, of the house because that's the most respect that I have, but I even held the category 20 minutes for them to arrive, and they didn't show up. And then when they did show up, we was already on the second half.
Hold on. We're getting Tony back up on the line. He got disconnected. He's driving back home.
Hello?
Okay, Tony, you're back on the air with us, okay? The next thing that my red phone rung about, they want to know how the fuck did Nanuska Kool-Aid Cars win Overseer of the fucking year?
I think that was well deserved. I think Seven's doing an excellent job. I really think that, and that's my opinion. But I need to get back to Rodney. I need to know who told you that, Rodney.
Zinni has a real question about that.
Yeah, now,
Eric saw you, and I was telling Rucker about it.
No, that's not the question. I need to know
who told you that. Eric.
Okay, you said your brother. You were talking about Rucker?
No, I said we was talking about it because I told him, I said Eric saw Tony take the award off the table.
Oh, okay. But honestly, as you can see on Kelly's show, before I even know, you know, what did I just say to you? Because I was playing a game with Rodney, and I had him last night, but I forgot to give him to you. And then if Eric saw me take him, why didn't he say shit?
Baby, you Uncle Tony.
I thought you might have put him back or something. I don't know. I wasn't even at the table. I was, you know.
Hold
on. Bobby V2 wants to come on the line. Hold on. Oh.
Hello.
Hello. You're live on the air.
What's up, Kenny?
Kelly. No, this is Father Ron. Okay, I follow Kenny Sleep.
Hi, Ron.
Hey, Tiana. Hey, Tony. Hey, Rodney.
The maximum time permitted to
what's up,
Rodney? To send your message,
so,
press 1 at any time.
I just wanted to come
time.
Out and say, you know,
to listen to your message.
I was in New York this weekend, and we had a great time
message
after
sent.
Awards ball. We did
thank
kind
you for calling.
Gag a lot
goodbye.
Of the years of things. Hello, is that me? Oh, we did gag a lot of the years of things, and I do want to say there's no shade or malice, you know, if the cons got of the year, house of the year, we congratulate them on them, and then we'll just make step our game up a little bit harder for the next coming year. But I don't want it to start as to, you know, the shade here. We know how the politics in the ballroom scene works. But I do want to say that, you know, the VCs did win 14 of the years at the awards ball, and then we were nominated with at least two members in each category. And so sometimes we know how the cookie crumbles. I think Kelly said earlier this evening that the cons won in every region. They did not, but VCs won of the year in Philly. We also won in New York and New Jersey, and we're waiting to see what happens in the Midwest awards ball. We do know the cons won in Detroit and Atlanta, and this is what ballroom is built on. It's a rivalry. You know, it's a tip for tap thing, and we love the competition and want to keep it healthy and positive, so we don't feel like it's any shade. We congratulate them on all their other years, and we congratulate ourselves on our other years as well. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah.
Well, when it comes down to me winning Overseer of the Year, like I said, and I say it again, When you oversee it, you have to oversee your whole house, not just a chapter. And when it comes down to me, I pay attention to my children on the floor and off the floor. And if they're wrong about something, I don't sugarcoat them. And when they're right about something, I back them up. And when I'm on the judge's panel, I even chop my own members. And I don't even give it to my own members. I think that I'm one of the overseers that keeps it real. Just like no shade, if he was paying attention to me at the awards ball when Diego was battling my daughter and my members was getting tight with some of them, not all of them, I told them straight up, it's no shade. Miss Diego gave Miss Little James a run for her her money. I'm very real. I don't sugarcoat my house. But at the same time, I do protect my house. And when my house is right, I'm really on it. And I pick up my phone 24/7, 7 days. I was never one of those girls that don't answer private. So I am an overseer. That's my job.
Okay.
Of the year. And I thank you 2 years in a row.
What part was that?
The next question that came over for the legendary overseer of the year, honey, is ask Kool-Aid what happened with Shannon.
What happened with Shannon is we will see on March 5th. She's doing her thing. She's being a lady. She's in school, and she's minding hers of the year. And I thank you. Overseer 2 years in a row.
Well, I definitely want to congratulate Kenny and Kiana for definitely winning overall mother and overall father of the year. Rodney, you got what is that?
Oh. Was that Shane?
I don't want to love nobody body, Nicole. Turn that shit down. Okay. Rodney, can you give me some more of the people that won of the year? Because I really don't know. I get to the ball until about 1:30.
All right, hold on for a minute. I got to reach in my car. Okay, the Malone's won. The first one I got is Pim Cream Labels. They won. Also, they won Atlanta Finest. Also, they won. Let me get all these.
Oh wow.
That is crazy.
Okay. It also got, what's this one? Butch Queen All-American Runway of the Year. They also got Butch Queen New Way of the Year. They also got Butch Queen New Vogue of the Year. They also got Legend of the Year. Oh, I got Rodney's here. They got Butch Queen Sneaker. They got Butch Queen Sneaker Fetish of the Year.
Well, Tasha, congratulations.
They got Butch Queen Head to Toe of the Year. I got another one of Rodney. They got Butch Queen Realness, Butch Queen and Drags Realness.
What?
No, my bad. That's not Rodney. I didn't see the G.
That's
they got Butch Queen. They got Butch Queen and Drags. Oh, I got Ayana's here too.
Yes.
Okay, that's all I got, Rodney. Go ahead and get finished.
let me see. Iman, Milan won Tall Boys. Tony won Icon of the Year. And you want something else too, right there?
Yeah, no, I won Icon of the Year.
Yeah.
I won that over Man Prodigy.
Tony, don't do that, Dad.
Hey, man.
Hey, what's up, Diana?
Oh, hey, man, what's up?
But Butterfly Prodigy, she won Star of the Year, right?
She won three, boo.
No, I mean, wasn't that one as well, right?
Oh.
But I know she, I'm trying to make sure that before I start naming them, that
oh,
was
okay,
one.
Okay.
She won Star of the Year. She won Body of the Year and Woman of the Year.
Statement of the Year.
Statement of the Year.
No, it's not Statement.
Yes, she did. Women's Statement of the Year.
A Women's Statement.
Yeah,
oh,
Statement of the Year. I want to congratulate my daughter. I definitely want to congratulate. I keep forgetting every year when we have the awards, want to do this. I want to congratulate Diva Devana, Legendary Women's Runway, and Woman of the Year, and something else she won of the year. I definitely do want to congratulate my daughter for definitely winning that. Thank you. Go ahead, Rodney.
I have a quote, Tony. Since everybody is going off, I'm going to read what someone just posted on the chat room. They said, Tony is an icon of the year, but did not walk a single category, without walking a single category. Could you explain that to them, please?
What'd you say? Oh, me?
How do you win icon of the year without walking once in a year? Politics.
Okay. Easy. It's an icon of the year. Not icon of 6 months, not icon of 8 months. And Andre couldn't win because Andre gave the ball. And honestly, I'm not like an icon that's going to walk everybody damn ball. And honestly, I just came back for 3 years, and I don't have to walk a ball because my voice is loud and I'm making noise. And I'm trying to change this thing, so I don't have to walk a ball to try to the walk no runway or walk old way or walk legendary realness or walk tables or walk between head to toe overness or walk Benji performance or walk precision haircut. No, I've done that already. And back then it was an icon of the year. So what icons that been an icon over a year that have walked instead of just walking one? Look, I'm not going to get on into icon shit because I was doing this phone saying some disrespectful shit to a lot of people that icons.
Comment.
I definitely want to congratulate KEV Sue for definitely winning Women's Face of the Year. I want to congratulate the legendary icon Hall of Famer, Mother Teresa Ms. Wright, for winning Women's Big Girls Face of the Year. I definitely want to do past my throne of definitely winning Big Girls Face of the Year for 7 years in a row over to Quisha Chanel that definitely did win that this year, honey. But I congratulate myself on winning Mother of the Year, honey. I work hard, honey, and I'm going to cry.
You're doing a good job. I'm right, Kelly, but I need to get back surviving because honestly, nobody in that chat won't say no shit like that.
Kelly, are you listening to the chat room?
They said that. They said that. I promise you, they said that.
Thing, are you telling everybody you won Mother of the Year?
Why happened?
Okay, here you go. Are you telling the girls you won Mother of the Year? All right, you deserve it. Hooray.
And then all the commentators know when they call me out, I want to be called out as East Coast Mother of the Year.
Okay, girl, see you next
year. I already started my shit for next year, Nicole.
For real?
We won this last night. So I'm working for next year already, Nicole. So you better start working.
You said you won what? You won Fem Queen Realness.
You
did? I don't remember her winning as much as I won of the year, so how did she win Fem Queen Realness of the Year?
Oh, I said I won
Fem
Queen Realness last night.
I was about to gag. Like, how was that? Okay, Mother of the Year, I'll see you at the next awards board. I'll see you at the next awards board, and we'll have a nice Mother of the Year 2012.
No, what happened? Let's talk about the Rumble Board, the old way. Where's Selvin?
Before we go to the Rumble Ball, I definitely gotta congratulate the House of Revlon for definitely winning grand prize at the motherfucking awards ball, honey. I definitely gotta congratulate them. I definitely gotta congratulate the Mugliers for definitely coming out. I definitely gotta congratulate the Cards for coming out, and I definitely gotta congratulate the Miss Rice for coming out. And I applaud to all the other houses, Miss Thing. I think it's about 20 to 25 houses in this ballroom scene. And for Jack to take it to every house up there for performance as a house, and only four houses came out, with those other houses that have those parents in those leadership positions, y'all need to seriously sit down and do some reconstruction on y'all houses, because everybody should have a team of four people out there walking that grand prize. And it was fucking ridiculous that only four houses came out of that motherfucking long-ass list. It was horrible.
And then Kelly, I'm going to feed on to what you said. I would like to, I'm going to say a good job to the House of Magloria and a good job to the House of Khan. Why I'm saying them two houses, because they have never walked performance as a house before, and I think they did an excellent job. The Mizrahis and the Revlons are known of walking performance as a house. But by the Magloria's and the Khan's doing what they did, the production was over, and I think they did an excellent, excellent job.
Big ups, little James.
I'm an icon. I don't need a little idol around the door. I saw the crack
in order. What would you say, Kool-Aid?
Okay. I was giving little James a shout out for his production as a house.
And the Revlons definitely did go through the Mizrahis, but I definitely got to give a big shout out to motherfucking Amori for definitely coming back and staying and letting the Revlons know, bitch, y'all sat all my brothers and sisters down, bitch, but I'm going to come through y'all one by one. And then him and Marquise, legendary father Marquise, was the last battle, and Marquise sat him down. They all battled down this thing, and I lived for every minute of all of the performances. And I lived to see performance as a house and see the girls together in a seat and doing their damn thing. The girls definitely did do their motherfucking thing.
And then I'm going to feed back on to, I think that Amori, Mizrahi did an excellent job the squad beating over four of my members. Also, I think his name is Little Magic. Khan, that did an excellent job also. Them two there really was like taking the House of Revlon people down really like quick. And but then at the end of the day, the $1,000 went to the House of Revlon.
Tony, I have a question, Tony, that just came over my red phone. Carly AK007 would like to know, Carlos, that used to be Father Mizrahi, would like to know, why did you chop him for best dress?
Carlos 007, what did he have on?
He had on like the zipper collar top. That was a black coat, and he opened his coat, and he had the zipper collar belt around his waist. He used to be
Okay, you talking about the black and gold?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
You talking about the black and gold? I didn't like the T-shirt. The black T-shirt you had on?
You got your answer. That's because I guess he's listening because he texted me and asked me to ask you. You got your answer. There's your answer. He didn't like the T-shirt that you had on.
And then I'm not gonna lie. I thought your outfit was over. That's the reason why I asked you to open up your coat. I thought the black and gold was. I thought your outfit was hot until you opened up your coat, and that's the reason why I chopped it. It was not just the outside outfit; it was the inside.
I definitely
What's so
got
funny?
A big shout out last night. I definitely got to give a big shout
I'm
out.
I'm sorry, Grandpa. It's just the way you said it. He said, "Oh, you know, I thought the outfit was everything." I said, "Open up the coat." We opened up the coat. That was it.
Why did you chop all the other ones? Why did you chop all the other ones back to back, Pop, Grandpa?
All right, but tell who, me? For what? Head to toe? Oh, because they have no hat on, and somebody was saying they had the glasses on. We didn't say from eye to toe. We said from head to toe. And I feel, and this is just me, from being from, let me say this to everyone. Me being from the old school, I believe when it's head to toe overness, you should always dress towards the weather. And it was cold as shit out there. So coming, walking head to toe over with a suit is not head to toe over for me. And that's just me, and that's the way I judge. And I've been judging like that for years. Now, it's just like everybody said, well, Dad, it's the new generation. But the weather never changed. We get the same weather every year.
What part, what page?
I know, that's right, honey.
What part?
Oh, but let's go into the rubber ball, honey. Let's get into the rubber ball last night. We did the awards ball. Let's get into the rubber ball. Go ahead, Rodney.
Oh, wait,
off.
Grandpa, but that, what about the allures? What was it? What was their problem? They were being back to back, and you was not seeing that. Excuse me, Kelly. Will you discuss about your mother of the year and runway of the year? I don't know how, but I asked him a question.
Okay, I have no problem answering the question. The granddaughter, this is the way I judge sex summary. I don't judge sex summary by the body. That's why if you look at my categories on April 9th, I said sex summary with a role. Sex selling is selling sex, but at the same time, it's looking at your face. You cannot walk down the street in the wintertime and without no clothes on. If I'm going to walk down the block and I said, that's a sexy-ass nigga, I'm going by what? His face.
Okay.
I don't care about your body. Your body is something that I'm going to lay down with. It's not really like I'm going to say sexy. You know, this is no shade to man prodigy. A lot of people have the right to their own opinion. A lot of people think man's sexy. You know, men have sex appeal. A lot of people don't think I'm sexy. A lot of people think I, or some people think I am sexy.
Well, wait a minute. Can I stop you right there? Well, why you started off with this is no shade to man prodigy? You didn't have to say that if you was going to kind of indirectly be a
man, you a sexy man.
I don't care what nobody else say. I know I'm sexy to myself. That's all that matters.
Yeah, you know, you do. I agree with people who say you do have a sex appeal.
Man is
sexy. Yes, you do.
Man is
sexy. You always have. Your realness is the sex appeal, too.
Man is sexy. You just cannot go in his bathroom and use his towel.
And don't step on his white furniture.
Because everything in there is white. That's why.
Don't mess with his white stuff, his white furniture, and everything. The house is sexy.
Nicole, let me. With no disrespect to the house of allure at all. I didn't even know that they was allure. Okay.
All right. No, I was just asking because, but
no,
you
no,
had
no,
you.
No. Let me get this straight because my ex-lover Eric Allure called me and he said to me that they walk bodies and there's no business walking sex bombing. So therefore, if he's saying that to me, what do that mean? That means that they shouldn't have walked sex bombing. If
sex
you are a body person, you stick to body because if you're if they just they have a nice body. I would not take that away from them. But I would me walking down the street, I would not say, yo, that's a sexy motherfucker. I'm not going to say that. Point blank. And that's just my opinion. Like Diesel, a lot of people don't see him. But I think his eyes make like, yo, that's a sexy motherfucker to me.
Oh, yes.
You know? And that's my opinion. And people, and y'all calling other people to call my phone, I have no problem to explain to you that night. Once the ball is over, stop me. Ask me a question. I just feel disrespect when y'all call other members in your house to call me. I have no problem answering no questions the day of the ball. Calling my phone 2 days after the ball and all that, that's when I feel it's a disrespect. You know, and it was no shade to the house of Allure. I didn't even know they was Allure. I don't get into all that shit. I don't get into all that bullshit there, and that's just me. Okay, and that's my opinion. And I did not chop all three of them. I chopped two of them. I didn't chop three of them. I chopped two of them. Okay?
No, Dad, you did.
I'm not finished. I think they have a beautiful body. I don't think they sexy, and that's my opinion. People got their opinion about me. It's just like they just said, they don't think that I should win Icon of the Year. That's their opinion. An opinion is what? Like what? An asshole. And everybody got one, big, small, big, wide, and some assholes are shitty. It's opinion. And that's no disrespect to the House of Allure. I'm one of the people that helped the House of Allure to open up. So I would never throw shade to a house. And that's when people mess up, Kelly, Nicole, Selvin, Rodney, man. They always take this as a house thing. It's not a house thing. You walk as your own self. If I chopped you, I chopped you. I didn't chop the house of Allure, the House of Milan. I doesn't work like that. I don't throw shade like that. It's just like, and this is no shade. Me and Shannon is beefing. But did I chop any good songs? No, I did not. That's between me and Shannon. I don't roll like that like the rest of these motherfuckers don't like me, but then they throw shade at my motherfucking house. I'm not like that. I'm a very fair person.
I agree with you, Dan, because that's how I feel sometimes. Like, if I have a beef with somebody, I have a beef with them. Just like that whole me and Rico thing. It never was no beef with me in the house of the Lord. Just was me and Rico. But people always want to put things out of proportion. I do agree with you.
Exactly, and then that's fucked up, and that's to majority of the judges. Y'all don't like me, don't take it out on my motherfucking house. Take it out on me. If you're a real-ass motherfucking nigga, because at the end of the day, we are all niggas. If you don't like me, step to me, and we do what the fuck we have to do. That's point blank. But don't take it out on my members that's in my house, because I don't roll like that. I have a problem with Rodney, I deal with Rodney. I have a problem with Terry, I deal with Terry. I'm not going to throw shade to the house of Mr. Rodney. I'm not going to throw shade to the house of Milan, Collins, Prodigy, et cetera, et cetera. I don't roll like that. And the Garçon saw that Saturday, they saw that Sunday. And I don't even fuck with Shannon at all. You know, and that's something that, I mean, I could have got on the show and said that 2 weeks ago about what Shannon did. But I don't roll like that. You know, I saw him Saturday, he spoke, I told him, don't fucking speak to me, yo, before I slap the shit out of you. And I left it like that, because the Garçon's walk, I gave him 10, I even gave them my 10. I don't hold grudges, I don't throw shade to someone's house. That's just not me. If anyone know me, they know I don't roll like that. So therefore, there's no shade to the house of the Lord. I don't see you for sex styling. I see you for body. And first, second of all, y'all only walked up there and stood there. You wasn't selling sex. You were standing there shaking your pet. That's all you was doing. And that wasn't turning me on, sir.
Oh, shit.
Kick the mosh here at a fire.
Please, somebody call a cop. No, but I will agree with that's how sex siren has become, because everybody come out in panties and everybody come out with thongs and moving their butt cheeks and doing all this stuff, and I thought sex was sex appeal as well. So you can look at somebody with fully dressed and be like, that is a sexy motherfucker. You see, man is sexy.
You.
Ain't nobody seen man out of clothes.
Somebody get the Marcia.
I saw him out of clothes, Miguel.
Oh, yeah. Man, you getting out of clothes in front of people.
Yeah, he's on the website. He's on the internet.
The sirene part, is selling sex. A prior example. Like how Diesel did for that battle, he got on to each judge and was selling sex to each judge. You know, the other one was doing the same thing. It's coming up there, yo, and I mean, you might be sexy. You might be sexy the next time you walk, but if you sell it to me sexy and you turning me on or my cock in hard, hey.
Oh, wow.
No, Nicole and Kelly, man, right, I'm keeping it real. You know,
okay.
That's just my advice to y'all, you know, to the people that I try for sex serving. You know, just sell it next time, and then you might change my mind. I'm not going to say, if you feel in your heart that you are sexy, you don't let me tell you you're not sexy. Because you can't tell me that I'm not sexy, because I'm a sexy motherfucker at my age. And can't no one tell me nothing different.
How old are you, Grandpa?
If you want me to sell, what?
What is that?
And Sayana,
hi.
You can tell my sister Antoine that I gave out those flyers that she mailed to me, and I thank you.
I heard. I got a phone call that you was doing your thing.
Yeah, girl.
Yeah.
That bitch
passed me one on Friday. Passed me one on fucking Saturday.
I had to make sure you got it, honey. You were talking about bringing the bus float.
Passing me that bullshit.
So what was your rumble ball, Kelly? How did you like the rumble ball? What was your Kelly? Your rumble ball, girl?
Oh, well, yeah, we definitely got to talk about the rumble ball. I already put it for an extra hour already. We got to talk about the rumble ball. But Tayada, it's word on the street, honey. This is the word on the street, honey, that somebody just text, somebody just Yahoo me to say. They said, this is what they said. I don't want nobody to get mad. This is the message that's coming across Yahoo. I'm just reading them. They said, the Herreras is going to try to win the first five categories at the Chicago Awards Ball, and then they're going to call the cops this day and get the ball shut down so they can get the coin.
Yep, face the wall, put your hands above your head. Anything you say can and will be used against you in the court of law. If you cannot afford a lawyer, one will be appointed to you.
That won't happen. I mean, the cops was called the last time, and unfortunately, a cop is the one that owned the building, so.
Ooh, all right, Tayana, yes! Well, I heard about this cop.
We're prepared for everything, so.
Mm-hmm.
We have all our papers. We have everything, so.
Okay.
I think the Rumble Ball was really nice. I really liked the Rumble Ball. I really like I said earlier, the thing that Jack did, I really like. It's so much unity, and then a lot of people read about certain things with different icons do. Y'all read about different icons that shouldn't be icons. But I would have to say that Jack with that, I like everything that happened at that Rumble Ball. You know, I felt just the house shade concerning.
We have a caller. 202-640. You're live on the air on the recap show. How are you doing, caller?
What? I said, oh.
202-640. You're live on the air on the recap show.
Well, what's the KK?
I don't know the quiet I see her.
I said that's just your oldest shit, man.
He said what?
Speak now, forever hold your peace.
Oh, he saying what?
Hold on. Somebody just.
Yeah, you on the air, baby.
Hold on. They said this is the legendary.
You're on the air.
Hold on, they just sent me an IM. They said this is the legendary. They said this is the legendary Shannon. Shannon Garcon on the phone. Is this Shannon?
Shannon.
Hello.
Are we still on the line, bitch?
Yes. Hello.
Mm-hmm.
I guess not. I guess they gotta try again.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. They'll call back in, honey. I just
y'all better not rouse that man
in
here out of his head that's cut bald.
Nicole,
his hair will click up out of that head in South Carolina. Y'all will get.
I'm still in New York.
Oh, hey, Grandpa, what you in, Brooklyn?
Yeah, I'm still in Brooklyn. I'm still at my family house. And I have to go past D.C. to get home.
When do you leave, man?
Hold on, I got another caller. Who is this? Private caller, you're live on the air of the recap show. Private caller.
Hello.
Private caller, you're live on the air.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes. Hello, this is Shannon.
Okay, we're not going to play these games. Not tonight. I already told y'all, not playing no games tonight. My voice is hoarse. I ain't playing no games.
Not from a private number.
Not from a private number, honey. Because they hit me up and said that he's going to be calling in a few minutes. Somebody hit me up on Yahoo and said he's going to be calling in a few minutes.
Kelly, Nicole, and all y'all know how I am. I don't take private calls. If they have anything to say to me, they call your phone on private. And honestly, I'm not gonna get on this phone arguing and reading nobody. That's faggot shit to me. I said what I said to him Saturday. He felt any motherfucking type of way. We were sitting on that panel. He should have stood the fuck up then. Point blank. So if you wanna call in, he do what the fuck he want to do. I would not be on this phone because I'm not going to be arguing with none of that bullshit. I said I was slapping the shit out of him Saturday. He should have said something point blank.
Put your hands. Face the wall.
I got a caller. 347-548. You're live on the air on the recap show. How are you doing?
I know that number.
Oh, I'm sorry. I hit the wrong button. You can put me
down. Hi, Father. Don't run. Hi. I love you.
What's going on, James?
Hi.
Hey, James.
Hi.
You that James Arcon?
Yes, what? You're funny. Yes. He's just saying
what's
hi.
Up, James?
Hi.
Hi. Hi.
You didn't press the wrong number.
What?
You didn't press the wrong number.
I didn't say I pressed the wrong number. I said I pressed it by accident.
Hi.
So you can put me back at home.
James?
Father, what did you think about the awards for?
I didn't think anything of it.
Hi.
Good. Goodbye.
What you said, James?
I said I didn't think anything of it.
Hi.
Where you at, James?
I'm home. Why?
Excuse me. I feel like you're trying to be shady.
I don't try to be anything. I don't got to be shady. For what?
I'm asking if you're in Brooklyn or home.
No, I'm in Queens.
Oh, okay. I was talking about, you know, the conversation we had last month. That's what I'm talking about.
Well, you ain't got to talk about all that right here.
Oh, okay.
In
no
way.
What you say?
I said in no way.
I did move.
Oh, you know that already?
Yeah, I came back for, well, today is my mother's anniversary, and I came back for the awards and stuff, too, so I had to come back.
Oh, I can't wait to get to Chicago to see Ritz Cracker. I like him. He's so nice.
He's okay.
No. Hi. We're going to put you back on hold, James.
Yeah, thank you. Bye.
Oh, yes. Honey, that was the legendary icon, James. Icon, honey, on the phone lines, honey. Anybody else is on the phone lines, feel free to press 1 if you have something to say. If y'all don't really have nothing to say, it's like I paid it for an extra hour. But I don't. It seems like we don't. Oh, we didn't talk.
Congratulations,
about
Grandpa, to your congratulations to the House of Revlon. Congratulations to Marquise. You are a legend, and you turned sick. Congratulations.
Why are so funny, Nicole?
Because Marquise. Marquise is the word for him is unstoppable. He carries his whole team. He carries every situation every time there is a big situation. He's just bad. He's just bad.
So what you're saying that he carried the whole team?
I say Marquise. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. I think he is the Butch Queen, Vogue Femme of the House of Revlon. Yes, I do. There have been many in the past. There have been many over the years and the decades, and we had Will and we had a lot of people. This time, it's Marquise. This time it's Marquise. It's Marquise. And they have a lot of legendary Butch Queen Vogue Femmes that come from the House of Revlon. 2000, the decade of 2000, it goes to Marquise.
Okay, let's talk about the Rumble.
And what do you want to talk about?
I'll start with my new favorite woman's performer, Jeannie. The Kiki House thing, they had the Kiki House performance at the ball, which I really wasn't interested in at first. But the people that were actually voguing, the Shanae, I give a shout out to Shanae. That's my first time seeing her, my first time seeing Jeannie. She really performs. She's definitely.
Gucci.
Jeannie is Poochie, but she's also in the House of Prodigy.
She's the House of who?
She's in the Kiki House of Poochie, but she's a prodigy also.
Okay, well, good job. She performs. She performs.
Poochie.
And I definitely got to give a big shout out to Tails, Tsunami, Butch Queen Vogue Femme. Definitely Vogue down, honey. Oh, and the name, honey. That boy Vogue, honey.
Yeah.
Down. Who walked the old way at the Rumble Ball?
Me.
Corey walked the Rumble. We got 3 minutes left, and we're gonna go into the extra hour.
I don't know how it works. I don't know if it's just going to go straight into the hour or do everybody got to hang up and call back in for the hour. But we're definitely going to talk about the Rumble Board Mistake. We're definitely going to talk about Miss Kool-Aid coming out and winning the category Miss Thing and calling Miss Harrell out on the microphone and everything.
Again?
Oh, shit.
Yes. Called Harrell out on the microphone and everything, honey. Yes.
Grandpa, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
I heard that you really still can play. Is this true?
Yeah. But he came out. We're going to talk about that, too. He came out from the United States and started as Vogue, bitch. He Vogue.
Oh,
from the
wow. I haven't seen that in years. Oh, I missed it. Got to get it on YouTube.
No, I was talking about. I was supposed to watch T perform on Saturday, but my partner didn't show up.
Everybody that came out last night came out and they vogued down last night. Miss Pussy even came out and vogued and fell on her ass and everything and with a mask. I mean, girls came out and the girls vogued and cut up. I didn't vogue.
Did man vogue? Did man vogue?
He wasn't there.
No, man didn't come back up from the rumble. Man was tired. He had to work. But everybody came out. It was packed. When I got there, Nicole, when I got there at 3 o'clock, Nicole, the line was still around the corner to the bank.
Oh, it was. Oh, somebody had called me and told me that, and I said, that's impossible.
Yeah, I gave everybody their life last night.
But you know what I would like to see from your house, Grandpa?
Who?
Is the Runway Children. That would be
We're all coming back. We come legal. Like I said, the war's over Saturday. I'm moving back to Baltimore, so the Revlons will definitely be back on out.
Okay. We got 60 seconds left. I don't know how this is going to work. Is it going to go straight into the next hour, or do we got to hang up and call back in? But I think most likely we might have to hang up, and everybody's going to have to call back in for the extra hour. And we're definitely going to talk about everything that happened at the Rumble, because, bitch, the Rumble wasn't over until 9 o'clock in the fucking morning. Bitch, and I was falling asleep. It's a lot we got to talk about. We got to talk about all the drag queens that vogue, all the femme queens, the girls that walk runway, and everything.
What about Faith?
Faith, and definitely Faith, too. We definitely got to talk about Faith, too, honey. Hmm. Well, we got to get into all of that, honey. All of that madness and all of that drama, honey. We got to get into all of that shit, honey.
But Kelly's going into my
business. I didn't know how to do that, Susan. I just sketch you did. I don't know how to do that. Hello?
Yeah. It should have already did, like, if you did it as